Gary Moran will have today's sports news shortly, but let's get a head start and go to Berlin first, where the Special Olympics World Games have been taking place all week. Ireland has 73 athletes competing across 12 different sports, with the closing ceremony taking place on Sunday. Matt English is CEO of Special Olympics Ireland.
The week here in Berlin has gone absolutely fantastic. It started Monday week ago with the team going to the host town. They had a wonderful experience in Bielefeld. Opening ceremony last Saturday, and of course the business end of competition started last Sunday. It's still very much underway. We have a number of sports competing in semi-finals, finals, and the sport competition will continue up to half day on Sunday, followed by closing ceremony. But we've had some fantastic results already.
You brought 73 athletes over, and you're going to be bringing a lot of medals home.
We certainly are, and we're delighted already. There's been some notable victories. We have a medal count of 9 gold, 12 silver, 10 bronze, 21 placed finishes, which is very important as well, and 9 participation ribbons. So the teams all across all 12 sports are doing really, really well. And a huge shout out to the volunteer coaches, assistant coaches, who have been bonding with the team now for over 5 months, trained so hard, a number of personal bests as well, which is a really important measure of success.
Tell us about some of the athletes who've taken part.
Listen, there's so many highlights here. I could talk to you for hours, but just to say, Katrina McLaughlin from Castlebar, straight out of the blocks, that the four-person team won gold in bocce. And she followed up with Sammy Joe winning the doubles, winning gold in doubles. And then in her singles, she's won gold as well. So we've had a trio of gold for Katrina McLaughlin from Castlebar. One of the flagship events, I think, at most Olympic tournaments is the 5K run. And Timothy Moran played an absolute blinder and won gold there. We were so thrilled. He followed it up this morning with a gold in the long jump. Listen, I really could talk about all the sports. So exciting in football yesterday in Division 1. Our football team came from 1-0 behind to win a really tight match against Morocco. They're into a much fancied final against South Africa, a really good South African team. But they're guaranteed silver now. And the spirit in this football team is just incredible.
Matt, this was a particularly difficult Olympic cycle for our athletes, training during COVID, all the difficulties that went along with it. What's in store for those who are looking forward to the next Olympics?
Well, listen, a really good question. COVID was a huge impediment to the normal preparation for this. But between March last year and November last year, we ran 81 advancement competitions. 5,500 athletes had an opportunity to compete with a dream to represent Ireland, the 73. It was a real challenge to get through all those competitions. We had to beg volunteers to come out and help us because many, you know, had got out of the habit of that. We depend so much on volunteers. So most of our clubs have reopened. Some need more help getting new volunteers in. So COVID has had an impact, but I'm pleased to say that we're 90% back and we will be looking to a new cycle. I mean, the strength of Special Olympics, like the GEA, is the grassroots clubs. And we have 264 clubs across the island of Ireland. And I know all of them have been inspired by the 73 athletes here. And it'll inspire them to train hard and do well in their own local competitions.